Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Rich Tillery, Chief Pilot for Airline Transport Professionals and FAST Team Lead Representative from Jacksonville, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I am Rich Tillery, and welcome to Managing Safety. Today, we're talking with John and Martha King. Everyone out there in aviation has got to be familiar with these people, because I know I am. I've been flying for a while, and even in the Army, I use some of their videotapes and some of their instructional material to get my fixed wing ratings as a helicopter pilot. And I'd like to welcome right now John and Martha King. Guys, welcome.
Well, thank you.
And Rich, I'm so sorry that you had to study with us, but let's hope we work well together.
Okay. Well, look, I want to start out because, you know, like I said, I was a helicopter pilot a long time ago. I was a young kid. And when I did my airplane transition, I had to, you know, do a lot of studying. I had to do a commercial, do all the other ratings back before they went spark plug to spark plug. I had to study for airplane stuff and use some of your stuff. Now, where did you guys start? How did you start?
Well, Rich, we were in another business for about 10 years, and we eventually went broke in that business, and I mean bankrupt. And we said to ourselves, wow, that hurt. Let's not do that anymore. So let's do something for the fun of it and just kind of have a good time and enjoy what we're doing, and we'll kind of look for a serious business. So that's been about 35 years ago, and we've never found a serious business. We've been teaching ground schools ever since.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now, you guys have been teaching ground school. Pretty much. Now, you guys are both CFIs, right?
We're both flight instructors, right.
And you're both flight instructors in everything?
Yeah, we have every category in class as flight instructors. So that's airplanes and helicopters, and we even have commercial licenses and hot air balloons and airships, and that makes us flight instructors in those as well.
Wow. Now that has to be very expensive for somebody to go through all those certificates and ratings and everything. Now, because there's not a whole lot of people. I think you guys are the only ones that's ever done all of them, aren't you?
I'm the only woman that's ever done them, and there have been a few other men, but less than half a dozen, and we're certainly the only couple that's ever gotten all of those.
You know, Rich, when you have every category and class of pilot's license, it means you're not all that good at a whole bunch of stuff. Because for everything that we fly, there's somebody else out there that does it professional all the time, full time. It's all they do for a living. And we have every category and class, and we can't be that professional in every one of them. Maybe we can't even be that professional in any of them. I don't know. But it means that we're not all that good in a whole bunch of things.
That's great. John, now, and Martha, you guys, now, I know that you guys do make your rounds. You guys go to almost every air show out here, don't you, on the
circuit?
That's
correct. All the aviation conventions.
So you guys are always out on the, I mean, how much on the road are you when you guys are, you know, during the year?
Well, you know, we have a bad case of aviation. It's a very expensive and all-consuming disease. We certainly have that disease, so we go just every convention we can find. So I would say at least a week a month we're on the road, maybe 2 weeks a month sometimes. But we just, you know, we're deeply involved in aviation. We're passionate about it. We're hooked and haven't ever figured out how to be not hooked on it.
Okay, boop. Now, you guys fly around in your own airplane. What kind of airplane you got?
We've got an old Falcon 10. We just totally lost our heads and said, you know, we want to fly something for a while that goes really fast, and it does. And one of the things that's particularly rewarding to us about it is that it requires two pilots. So it actually requires that John and I get along in the cockpit.
Oh, I was going to say a little cockpit.
That's very difficult to get along with your wife in a cockpit. You know, when we got this old Falcon 10, we used to have a Citation. We had a Citation for about 14 years. And this old Falcon 10 is 150 knots faster than the Citation. So and it does 500 knots true airspeed in the low 30s. So the insurance company had grave misgivings about this mom and pop operation flying that hot jet. So they said, look, in addition to your getting your type rating in the aircraft, we want to make sure that you go through the full simulator training in it. So we did. We went through 2 weeks of simulator training, just about the hardest 2 weeks we ever spent in our lives. I mean, we were just exhausted when we got done. But we figured we must have done pretty well, because after we got done, the instructor got us aside. He says, John, Martha, I've got wonderful news for you. And I I said, well, that's terrific. What's that? He says, well, you'll never have to worry about a mid-air collision in this airplane. I said, that's terrific. Why not? He says, well, you're so far behind this airplane, you won't even be involved.
Oh, you guys.
You're going to come walking up to the crash site some 15 minutes later. Hey, what happened here?
Yeah. So you guys are now... let's talk a little bit about where King Schools is at right now. And you know, we started out. I remember you guys had videotapes and everything. Now, you guys have obviously gone to a different format,
right? But you know, when we very first started, we were teaching the live ground school classes, weekend classes. We started with a chalkboard, and then we thought we got really high tech when we went to overhead projectors. Videotape has come and gone. Well, we've been involved in aviation education. We got involved doing our programs on video in about 1983, 1984, which was really the beginning of tape, which we were in for many years, and that's what you had from us.
Right.
And from there, we went to CD-ROM and then DVD, and recently we're going online. Our private and instrument courses, knowledge test and flight test courses are already online. We have a whole bunch of courses for professional and turbine pilots online, and everything that we offer at King Schools will soon be online. It just takes a while to get all the conversions done.
Yeah, but that's phenomenal. Now, as far as your staffing, you know, I mean, you know, people probably don't ask about some of the guys that help you out. I'm sure that you guys aren't just doing this by yourself. I mean, I see you on there all the time, but somebody's got to be back there. You must have a huge technical staff.
Well, everyone thinks of King Schools as John and Martha working out of their third bedroom in their house.
Exactly.
The way we did start that way at one time. We have about 90 employees. And people go, holy mackerel, what are you doing with 90 employees? And much of the answers we don't really know. But we have all our courses on computer. And you have software programmers, mm-hmm. you have software support, you have graphic artists, you have course production people who write course materials, people who research course materials. So in a video department, we have a video department. We have the customer service, of course.
Sure, sure.
And then you have to have a webmaster who makes sure your web is running properly, and there's two or three people involved in that department. So it's one of those things, I guess, it just kind of grows on you.
Right. And speaking of growing, you know, aviation's like an oscilloscope. It's just going in waves. Now, mm-hmm. when people come up with new stuff, you know, I know that they've got, you know, the Garmin 1000s come out, and they've got this come out, and that comes. Do the other people that produce this stuff, do they talk to you about, hey, look, you need to, you know, here's how you educate people, or you guys have to do this on your own?
We get an enormous amount of help from the avionics manufacturers, because in aviation, people are, all the manufacturers are very interested in having the users of their equipment, whether it's the aircraft itself or the avionics in the aircraft, be well-educated and competent and knowledgeable for two reasons. One, to enjoy the equipment the most and get the most out of it, and two, just to protect them, the people using it, and to help them have safer flights. And so we get an enormous amount of help from them in terms of answering our questions, providing resources to us to help develop the courses. But the course development is all done internally at King Schools, and then we go to the manufacturer and say, you know, we've got this question, that question, how would you, with your experience with it, tell a user of it the quickest and easiest way to accomplish X is.
Right.
They give us this kind of insight when we need it.
That's great. Yeah.
You know, in some cases, we'll go through the documentation, and then we'll see the actual unit, and they don't match. And we'll go to the manufacturer, and they go, oops. And so we'll wind up we give them a thorough look at how their systems operate and how their documentation goes.
Yep. Because, I mean, you know, like I said, technology is always moving. So, you know, you guys must always be in there with these, with with this 90-person staff always just tweaking and massaging.
Absolutely. You know, we're on version 9 of the software for the G1000. And the beautiful part about something like the G1000 is basically these two displays and a pad that operates it.
Uh-huh.
But as they go along, they can make improvements with just a software change.
Right.
And that's good, but it also means that they do make improvements. So the versions of it change just very rapidly. We're in a world of accelerating change. You know, back in the 60s and 70s and actually through the 80s, not much happened in aviation. We didn't have any new manufacturers.
Right.
We didn't basically have any new airframes, and avionics stayed the same. For a number of years, you could get in any aircraft, and if you understood how a VOR worked, you could operate a VOR in any aircraft.
Right.
And today, we have avionics, and if you don't understand that specific kind of avionics, you're not going to be competent in flying that airplane. And plus, we have new aircraft types. We have light sport aircraft. We have very light jets. We have all sorts of new things happening in aviation. And honestly, in spite of the fact that we're in a downturn right now, which we are,
mm-hmm.
it's one of the best times in aviation ever because so much is changing so fast.
Right, it is. Well, you know, as far as the, you know, people getting this stuff now, everything isn't just online, is it?
No. We're delivering our programs right now. Every program except the courses for the professional and turbine pilots is also available on DVD. And the private and instrument series are also available online along with the courses for the professional and turbine pilots. And the advantage of online is that, you know, if you want to study while you're on the road, you don't have to cart CDs or DVDs around with you. You can log on to any computer anywhere. And, of course, it makes it Mac compatible because it doesn't matter what computer you're accessing.
Terrific.
Right, the internet with. And so people with Mac computers don't have to worry about, well, I need a Windows emulator or whatever. They just log on to the online course and away they go.
That's great. Guys, I need you to tell me what the website is.
Oh, yeah, that's very easy.
You go.
www, got that part, kingschools.com. Kingschools is all one word.
You're
a very nice guy, Richard.
What are you talking about? I know I'm a nice guy. Are you kidding me? Someday I'm going to be world famous just like you guys.
And we have actually demo videos of our courses online as well. So if they get online, they can see what our courses are like. Thank you for letting us do that.
Oh, not a problem. Are you kidding me? Heck, I work for another company too. That's www.kingschools.com. Go out there, check out some of their stuff. Let me ask you guys a question. Because you're rated and everything, are you current in... What are you currently in?
There's no way for us to stay current in everything we're rated in and also still run a business. So we're current in airplanes. We fly the Falcon 10. We fly a 172 with the G1000. And we also fly a Robinson helicopter, an R-22. We're current in all of those.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what. I really appreciate you guys coming up here and talking with me. I really do. I know it's hot, and I know, you know, you get the face away from the sun, and poor John's got to turn around and look into the sun. So I do appreciate both of you coming up here. Now, I understand you're going to be presenting here at the FA Production Studio.
We are. We're, you know, one of the things that we observe through the years is technically advanced aircraft have just solved a lot of problems because we now, you know, when you and I started flying, one of the big concerns we had is where's the airport? How
right.
can we find the airport? Well, now we have moving maps to show us where the airport. What's the weather? Well, now we can download weather information, including all the radar in the United States. What about other aircraft? Well, now we have Traffic Information Service, or
sure.
TIS, that shows us where the aircraft is. So, and what about terrain? Well, now we have a map that comes up and shows the terrain. All of this is in our aircraft and technically advanced aircraft, yet we're not having any better safety record in technically advanced aircraft than other aircraft. The question is, why not? And
that is a good question. Why
so,
not?
So, well, one of the reasons is as we advance in our capability, both as a pilot and in airplanes, we don't tend to get safer. We tend to get more utility out of the aircraft. If you become, if you're just a student pilot, you'll be very careful. As a private pilot, you'll go on cross-country trips. And then when you get an instrument rating, you'll probably go on cross-country trips in bad weather. You go multi-engine pilot, then you might go on cross-country trips in bad weather over the mountains and at night. So what happens is we get a lot more utility out of the aircraft.
Right.
And so our talk is, we used to call it how to avoid unwanted adventure, because, you know, bad judgment can sometimes give you adventure, but we call it practical risk management, because what we want to do is give practical tools for people so that we can do better in aircraft than we have been doing. We believe that our current accident rate, we can't keep up. You're seven times more likely to be involved in a fatality in a general aviation airplane than you are in a car. And that was acceptable. That's on a per mile basis. That was acceptable a few years back, but today's society is changing. We're more litigious. We're more risk averse. We have seatbelts in cars. When we started driving, none of us, the cars didn't even have seatbelts in them. So people will not accept our accident rate. Insurance companies won't be able to give us affordable insurance. So we feel that we have to change the way we're doing business in aircraft as far as risk management, and that's what our talk is all about. I don't mean to make it a heavy talk. It's just that we can do better, and we hope to pass along some tools to help people do better.
That's great.
Part of what we do in the talk is we tell some stories about some of the stupid things that we did as we were moving through our aviation lives, and draw some lessons from them that we hope will help be helpful to people.
And again, you know, I'll plug that website. If you want to visit their website, www.kingschools.com.
Thank you very much, Rich. It's a real pleasure and honor to be part of the safety team here in FAA.
And you guys are welcome team members, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you. Rich, you're okay. I don't care what they say.
All right, buddy. All right, guys. Thank you very much. We're on top of the FAA Production Studios here at the FAST Team National Resource Center at Sun and Fun 2009 with Martha and John King. And that's it for Managing Safety. I'm Rich Tillery saying be safe, be professional.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.